PRI, Public Radio International.
A Musical Valentine. Gian Andrea Noseda, one of classical music's most exciting conductors, joins the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra for a program full of romance. Beethoven's Second Symphony with its lovely larghetto. You'll hear the love of a father for his son, the guy with the apple on his head, in Rossini's Overture to William Tell, and that unabashed romantic Rachmaninoff, joining Maestro Noseda for Rachmaninoff's third piano concerto, pianist Denis Kozhukin in his Heinz Hall debut. Crazy, romantic fool Jim Cunningham here with Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Pat and Michelle Atkins underwrite in honor of Carlo University Pittsburgh with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. It was Rachmaninoff's love for the automobile that somewhat inspired his first trip to America. He'd arranged a 30-concert tour to conduct his own works in American cities, but he wasn't sure he wanted to travel. He wrote to longtime friend Nikita Morozov, "I don't want to go, but then perhaps after America I'll be able to buy myself that automobile. It may not be so bad after all." Perhaps we have the automobile to thank.
It is an amazing piece, and it is very famous, it is very well known, and that take out the attention. So the audience thinks, oh, we know this piece. So the attention is the level of attention is a little bit lower, but the craftsmanship of Rachmaninoff as a composer, talking about the structure of the piece, is so remarkable. It is so simple theme at the beginning, in the midsection of the second movement, when the clarinet, the bassoon, they play this kind of, is absolutely the same notes, but with a different rhythm. So it's unrecognizable. But just to show how aware was Rachmaninoff to use the very same idea in a different context. So it is full of beautiful ideas, but many of them are just coming out from previous ideas. So the craftsmanship is absolutely, absolutely. And also the control of the structure. Because when you have a 40 minutes concerto, you have to be able to control it. Otherwise, it explodes in your hands and you don't know how to control it. And Rachmaninoff, besides to be probably the greatest pianist ever in the story, was also a very skilled composer.
Gian Andrea Noseda, who'll conduct Rachmaninoff's third piano concerto in just a moment, with Denis Kozhukin, who loves the third concerto but agrees it's at the top of the list for pianist nightmares.
It's known like one of the most demanding concertos for piano, for good reason. I mean, it has many notes, and funny enough, there are even other, in some places there are like, there's the cadenza of the first movement, it has two versions, which one is smaller, the other one is even more difficult. So in some places Rachmaninoff gives you even possibility to make it more difficult, which hardly no one, you know, does it. But yeah, he probably was really experimenting with his own possibilities, which were, of course, tremendous. He was a wonderful pianist himself.
Denis Kozhukin now joins Gian Andrea Noseda on stage for his Pittsburgh Symphony debut at Heinz Hall. You'll hear Rachmaninoff's third piano concerto. The Concerto No. 3 by Sergei Rachmaninoff. His third concerto in D minor, Opus 30, written in 1909. Played by the Pittsburgh Symphony with Gianandrea Noseda conducting and Denis Kozhukin making his first appearance at Heinz Hall. The Pittsburgh Symphony recorded the Rachmaninoff Third with former music director Lauren Mazel conducting and pianist Horacio Gutierrez. That was along with the second concerto on the Telarc label. Sergei Rachmaninoff came to Pittsburgh to play his third concerto with Fritz Reiner conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony at the Syria Mosque on January 10, 1941. The premiere of Rachmaninoff's third took place in New York City with the New York Symphony at Carnegie Hall. Rachmaninoff was the soloist and Walter Damrosch conducted on November 28, 1909. Denis Kozhukin began his musical training in Russia, but he wound up in Spain, in Madrid. He was born not far from Moscow.
Having in mind how huge Russia is, it's close to Moscow. Yeah, it's about 440 kilometers in miles, 300 something miles. Yeah, so it's central Russia, and it's a very musical city, and with great traditions, and it's quite old. It was built in 13th century, so yeah, I still have a very strong mental and emotional connection to my roots. I moved to Madrid because of one reason, basically because of studying with Dmitry Bashkirov, a wonderful teacher, I mean, one of the real gurus, you know, of piano playing and piano teaching of our time. The switch was somehow difficult because I moved alone. I was 14, I didn't know the language, and obviously, Russia and Spain are quite different, although there are some similarities between us. But then I got used to it, and I spent actually a good 8 years in Spain. And after I moved to other countries, but somehow I stayed in Europe. And Spain is a great country with a lot of culture and great interest to music and wonderful musicians. And I have wonderful memories of it.
It's Denis Kozhukin's first trip to Pittsburgh, and there's going to be more. We're going to have an encore.
Thank you.
Denis Kozyukin played the Johann Sebastian Bach Prelude in B minor, arranged by Alexander Siloti. Siloti was born in Ukraine. He studied under Tchaikovsky, Taneyev, and Liszt, winning the gold medal in piano performance from the Moscow Conservatory. Siloti died in 1945 in New York City. Denis Kozyukin was born in Nizhny Novgorod in 1986. He won third prize in the 2006 Leeds International Piano Competition. He was the first prize winner in the 2010 Queen Elizabeth Music Competition in Belgium. When Kozyukin was a student in Madrid, he received his diploma personally from Queen Sophia of Spain and was named best student in his year and twice awarded the best chamber music prize with his own Cervantes Trio. Denis Kozyukin records for the Pentatone label. He's already recorded a CD of Haydn for the Onyx Company and a disc devoted to Prokofiev piano music from the war years, including the Sonata No. 7. Still to come from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, Gianandrea Noseda conducts the William Tell Overture by Rossini and Beethoven's Second Symphony. I'm Jim Cunningham. Stay with me. Milia Toronjo is president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Assistant conductors are Francesco Lecce Chong and Andres Franco. Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel from the WQED.org website, with archived concerts available on demand 24 hours a day. You can find the Concert Channel by Googling Pittsburgh Concert Channel. Take a moment. I hope you'll write. I would love to hear from you, and I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Symphony paper binoculars. Get them free while they last with the Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series. There are photographs of some of the soloists this season, a Pittsburgh Symphony history, and more. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly to pso@wqed.org. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from PRI, Public Radio International.